Welcome to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is January 7th, 2023. We have a new year. It's been 3 weeks since I've been your host. Ingrid Castle is my name, and I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on injections of all kinds that's clearly being censored intensely today so that one can make the only informed choice, which is complete avoidance and refusal. And we have to resist. I mean, this is, we're at war clearly for our very lives at this point. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net. That's where our exemption pages are mirrored from our main website, which is vaclib.org. We also got vaclib.com, V-A-C-L-I-B.com, just in case you make a mistake, but it redirects to our main website, which is short for Vaccination Liberation, V-A-C-L-I-B.org. And my business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. That's why I call the show Immunize Wisely, which means, of course, to protect and strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate a toxic world. So they've hijacked the term immunize to mean vaccinated, and it absolutely does not. The root word is from Latin, and it literally does mean to strengthen immune function. And vaccines certainly do the opposite. Our chat room for the show was created by Mer Bailey, and I really appreciate Mer Bailey creating it. I add content there. She adds content there. Several people share important information that you may have missed, and that is Immunize Wisely, wisely stylized with a Z, and then .chatango.com. And so, you know, I definitely have some stuff to drop in there. I haven't dropped in there for a long time, but I've seen some of the chat that's been there. You know, I do get emails from you guys, and I appreciate it. Dominic in the UK reminded me how much he enjoys many of the guests I've had on, and he particularly liked Mark Aronson, who has the website wakethehellup.org. And I would encourage you to bookmark that. He has great brochures that are easy to print. You can just download them and have them in your car, have them in your purse, and hand them to people. So that's wakethehellup.org. And so thank you, Dominic, for that suggestion. He says he's utilized it. He distributes a magazine or a news tabloid, actually, called The Light in the UK, as well as those brochures. And I should probably have him on again. He's doing some fundraising because a lot of people are finding out about Wake the Hell Up and the great resource it is by people putting it on their cars, you know, like putting the website, just wakethehellup.org. And it's easy to remember. So, you know, a lot of people will just go there on their phones or take a picture. Then there's Tommy in Tennessee. He calls periodically, and he reminds me, You know, there's so many great health tips, and one of the great health tips that I was forgetting about, and it reminded me to start doing it again, and it really does make a difference, and that's doing baking soda every day. I mean, it really helps a lot to alkalinize your system, keeps you free of sickness. I find iodine does that too, but baking soda really actually aids in your digestion. And you know, anything that alkalinizes is also bringing oxygen into your body. So if you have a particularly heavy cooked meal, you know, with lots of, you know, starch or meat or anything like that, it would be a good idea to definitely do some baking soda and water. You can do, you know, half a teaspoon. He does 3/4 of a teaspoon. So I was just doing more like a half a teaspoon. And yeah, it really is a good thing. But there's so many great tips we've learned from this show. And so that was, Robert Young who brought that out. And so a lot of people started doing that, and it's very helpful. I want to mention there were so many things that happened while I was gone, and some of the news, the biggest news for me always seems to happen around Christmas time. And but you know, yesterday was a big day. You know, we still don't have a Speaker of the House. I frankly think that they all should be going away based on Roland and Lloyd Brunson's you know, charges. Actually, went all the way to the Supreme Court. It was allegedly heard yesterday. You know, I can't find any evidence of it being heard yesterday. Although there were, you know, at the 2-year anniversary of the January Sixers, and those in prison and stuff, there were, you know, attempted protests outside of the Supreme Court and the Capitol building. And there was so much fencing, and there was really no place to actually protest. And the crowds are bigger. They ended up spilling into the street, and they were threatening to arrest people if they didn't get off the street because they didn't have a permit to protest. So I know that Ashley Babbitt's mom, she finally was tired of being harassed, and because she wanted to honor her daughter Ashley Babbitt's death there 2 years ago. And anyway, she just put her hands behind her back and allowed herself to be arrested. So that happened yesterday. One of the things that really got me, you know, we've talked about their ability to clone. They've been putting these masks on. It looks like, you know, Biden's wearing a mask, and but you know, we've talked about their ability to. They've certainly cloned animals. Well, certainly they're cloning humans. And there was rumor about a cloning facility of the deep state that was in the Ozarks. So I would say somewhere around 100 miles southeast of St. Louis or something like that. But it was in Missouri. And anyway, they finally got the coordinates. And General Berger didn't believe, you know, there was this kind of technology that existed. And yet he said when they had the coordinates, they said a couple deployments there. I'm going to go ahead and post that. I do look at Real Raw News. I've seen some verification for some of that. And, you know, that is one of the most attacked websites, realrawnews.com. I mean, I've seen them attempt to take it down many times in the past. And, you know, he had to, you know, beef up stuff to, you know, keep him from being taken down. But it's, yeah, he gets some of his stuff from, Steve Bannon and a few other people that are, you know, kind of in the know. So they don't always publicize it on their show, but it's definitely real raw news for sure. So it's interesting, you know. So I, you know, I just encourage you to look at it, you know, because for me, if we don't have some kind of a hope, I mean, looking at the darkness of some of the stuff, and I'm going to go into that. Karen Kingston has really done some amazing research. She has her own Substack. I'm going to go ahead and post something that really got to me that was December 20th. I'm going to read a lot of it because it's so freaking shocking. Let me grab that. Let me see. Where do I have it? Yeah. So she writes on December 20th, can routine childhood vaccines contain mRNA? And I was always suspecting they were going to do that, but without letting anyone know. That's the thing that really shocks. Nobody even knows what they're doing. They're claiming to research all these new vaccines using mRNA technology. But what about the existing childhood vaccines? So government documentation to help parents understand that all childhood vaccines were categorized as emergency use authorized biological threat countermeasures on August 24th, 2020. Wow. I mean, that's some great research. I mean, this has been, you know, over 2 years ago, they declared all childhood vaccines as EUA and biological threat countermeasures. That puts a whole different twist to, you know, what, and these are, you know, this isn't necessarily done by Congress. No, this is these agencies, again, that have run amok. Unbelievable. So he says, beginning in 2020, the rates of routine childhood vaccinations significantly declined by 15% and continued to remain low to this day. Initially, the primary reason for the sharp decrease in childhood vaccination rates was due to the COVID-19 lockdowns that were followed by social distancing policies, thereby making it difficult for parents to take their infants and children in for their routine wellness checks and get routine vaccines for polio, hepatitis A, B, MMR, you know, chickenpox, etc. Since the rollout of the COVID-19 mRNA injections, more and more concerned parents have started to ask, are these vaccines safe? When this question was asked in the context of the 2019 medical environment, the term vaccine safety generally referred to data correlating the risk of developing autism due to the presence of mercury and aluminum in childhood vaccines. When many parents ask this question today, what they really want to know is, can routine childhood vaccines contain mRNA technology? And can these childhood vaccines put my child at unnecessary risk for a disability? And will they contain this technology without them even knowing, without any informed consent? Well, the short answer to these questions is yes. Can today's childhood vaccines put my child at unnecessary risk for disabilities? She answered that by saying, according to the CDC VAERS, you know, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System data, all childhood vaccine-associated injuries and deaths increased nearly 400% between 2020 and 2021. This is before the mRNA vaccines, right? As of December 9th, 2022, Pfizer's COVID-19 mRNA injections caused 1,713 infants, children, and teenagers to suffer myocarditis, a serious inflammatory heart condition that can lead to decreased ability to exercise and even death. So Pfizer's mRNA injections permanently harmed and or disabled more than 10,000 infants, children, and teens who did not recover after being injected. The VAERS, or the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System's tracking system, often deletes follow-up visits or follow-up events as duplicate cases. So sadly, this may mean that many of the 10,000 children who did not recover, they could have died, right? So we don't know. I mean, this death, you know, when they said, you know, many of them die, we don't really actually know how many, you know, so it could be, you know, and you know, this is 1% of cases are even reported. You know, most people don't even know about that. And the doctors, many doctors have never filed a report unless the parents have the wherewithal to file with the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's likely that it's not being recorded. I'm just saying, it's a voluntary system. So I would say that American parents should be horrified to learn that on August 24th, 2020, Health and Human Services Secretary Alexander Azar made an amendment to the PREP Act declaration that may result in many parents' worst nightmare, inadvertently harming or disabling their own child in an attempt to protect them through routine vaccinations. I mean, this was in the Federal Register on August 24th, 2020, and nobody reported at it until Karen Kingston did December 20th, at least not that I know of. So she has the whole Federal Register here where it goes into detail. And what he declared was that the decreasing rates in childhood vaccinations were also a public health emergency that were a threat to national security. Wow. So what I found really interesting is that, you know, I've reported on here with Joy Garner about, you know, and you can go there to informedconsentdefense.org. They took their case all the way to the Supreme Court. All the way to SCOTUS, you know, the Supreme Court. And just late last year, they basically denied rehearing. That was on December 5th, 2022. And the reason I'm bringing that up is their whole case is centered around vaccinations of children is literally a threat to national security, and they have the goods to prove it. So they couldn't, you know, go against, I guess the Supreme Court couldn't go against the Health and Human Services Secretary's statement that they're due to low vaccination rates, that is actually a threat to national security, where it's really just the opposite, and it's provable with this case. So they said, rather than atone for Jacobson versus Massachusetts, on October 3rd, 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court denied the control group's petition for writ of certiari, and on December 5th, 2022, the court denied rehearing. So this health freedom case is now closed because four Supreme Court justices were unwilling to come together to hear our case to provide a civil remedy for the American people against big pharma and government vaccine mandates. So all of this other stuff is going on behind the scenes where most people have no idea of this going on. So it's already a given here. They have mathematical proofs. It's all there right on the homepage of Informed Consent Defense where vaccinations are destroying our country. History will vindicate us. The government has only harmed itself by denying rather than atoning. And so, I mean, this is getting really serious. So I'm going to go back. She has all of that. Everything is right there on the homepage with hot links. I just can't stress you enough to go there to informconsentdefense.org just to see this dichotomy here. So in the amendment, you know, Health and Human Services Secretary Azar states that the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, all those vaccines are categorized as emergency use authorization countermeasures. And that was that date, you know, of August 24th, 2020. So when he declared these as medical countermeasures, he waived all safety, efficacy, and manufacturing standards for all vaccine manufacturers under the Food and Drug Consumer Protection Act, as well as all waiving liability for manufacturers and covered persons, doctors and pediatricians. So that means if these are emergency use authorization under the PREP Act, there will be literally no vaccine injury compensation program that will hear your case because you should have known. Apparently, it's a consumer beware. You should have known that they're not covered. Oh my gosh. The PrEP waiver for all vaccines includes a legal allowance for authorizing emergency use of unapproved animal drugs, waiving compliance with current good manufacturing practices, extending expiration dates, and allowing for unapproved animal drugs to be held for emergency use in humans. Wow. And it's all here. She has it all documented at this on her Substack page, KarenKingston.substack.com. She has most of this stuff behind a paywall. I finally broke down and paid her $10 a month because she has such hard-hitting... Her research is, you know, is incredible. She's really right there. So he says, per Section 3024 of Obama's Cures Act, adults and parents no longer have the legal right to informed consent regarding the ingredients or potential injuries and diseases caused by any vaccine, and not just COVID-19 mRNA injections. Wow. So that was all in the 21st Century Cures Act that he signed December 13, 2016. So, you know, this is all, you know, the emergency use stuff. Very creepy. I mean, how many people realize that under the ACIP recommendations, there's anthrax, measles, mumps, rubella, MMRV, meningococcal, pneumococcal. I mean, there's like this huge amount, HPV, Zoster, shingles, all of these now, shingles vaccine, smallpox, they're all considered emergency use authorization. So you cannot sue the manufacturer when they flip them now and make them mRNA. And, you know, what is this mRNA technology? It's lipid nanoparticle technology. So, you know, she goes into all this detail about turning our bodies into medicine factories, and you know, how the mRNA, our messenger RNA, is a molecule that contains the instructions or recipe that directs the cells to make a protein using its natural machinery. To enter cells smoothly, mRNA travels within a protective bubble called a lipid nanoparticle. Once inside, our cells read the mRNA as a set of instructions, building proteins that match up with parts of the pathogen called antigens. And it goes on and on. I mean, this is genetically altering the human genome, and they're admitting it. I mean, this is all in here. It says it's all used for gene editing purposes. And it's all right there. It's all right there from Pfizer. Oh, my gosh. So, I mean, there's no secret anymore. These are agents of biowarfare that are being mandated under the guise of, infectious disease prevention. So now all vaccines are technically biowarfare, bioweapons. Unbelievable. So, it's pretty important to read that and share that with anyone you know that really believes in this whole vaccine stuff. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, I think we're going to have a huge reckoning soon enough. You know, the death knell can't be stopped that fast. So, I want to mention that I do have a great guest from Australia for the next couple hours. She wrote several children's books and actually is famous by having one. Her first book, I believe, was her first children's book banned in Australia. I was always interested in what the heck's going on in Australia. But she's going to come in at the bottom of the hour. And I just wanted you guys to be aware. It wasn't like I fell down on the job just talking about all of this stuff. But I want everyone to realize we have a great news feed. There's another article I wanted everyone to be aware of. It's right in where is it? Here it is. It's the NCBI, the National Library of Medicine and National Center for Biotechnology Information, says right here. I mean, this is like PubMed Central here. And the title of the article that was published October 21st, 2022, "The Pharmaceutical Industry is Dangerous to Health, Further Proof with COVID-19. And this is, it's right here on a government website. The background is COVID-19 period highlights a huge problem that has been developing for decades, the control of science by industry. In the 1950s, the tobacco industry set the example which the pharmaceutical industry followed. Since then, the latter has been regularly condemned for illegal marketing, misrepresentation of experimental results, dissimulation of information about the dangers of drugs, and considered as criminal. I mean, they've been in court many times. They pay out billions. That's why they inflate the price of their product. They get the government agencies to underwrite these products, the research and development, purchase large quantities, and that's vaccines, but drugs too. You know, Medicaid and Medicare. The prices are inflated. Your tax dollars are paying for it. And then when they get sued, you know, it could be for millions of dollars, but it's a drop in the bucket, which is why they wanted Gardasil. You know, Merck wanted Gardasil to be approved so fast because all the injuries would go to the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, and it would make up from the loss from the Vioxx lawsuits, right? And, I mean, it goes on and on like that. It's constant where they want to create a vaccine because it's pure profit, you know, where – you know, we do the marketing. The government does marketing and development, and also, the NIH is doing pretty much creating all these vaccines, and then they just pick up the doing the producing the final product, which is then a guaranteed market. So it's pretty criminal. You know, with zero liability. Yeah, there just doesn't get a business better than that, you know, and it's just rife with conflicts of interest and pure, unadulterated evil. Evil. So I think we've witnessed plenty of evil. So I want to go ahead and share that because it's, you know, they have techniques for manipulating science. And the COVID-19 reporting, all of that was reviewed in this article. Really incredible. I mean, just the doubtful composition of vaccines, inadequate testing methods. I mean, this is right on a government website. I mean, I'm just like pretty surprised, but it's still there. And it's actually reprinted from another medical journal. So anyway, Surgical Neurology International was where it was first published and then reprinted on PubMed. So it's just like, good find, Dewey. So yeah, again, the news feed is right on the homepage of vaclib.org. And if you go to the very bottom of the news feed, it'll take you to the full page where we've been documenting the COVID news for several years now. So we have links to all those articles from some various websites documenting all of this. So it's pretty good. So anyway, we are coming up to a commercial break, and I'm going to probably go ahead and bring on my guest. Her name is Stephanie Messenger, and she first started to educate about vaccine dangers nearly 38 years ago. At this time, she didn't know she would become an activist on a very long and often tiring journey. She co-authored Vaccination Roulette in 1997 and in 2011 published her first children's book, Melanie's Marvelous Measles, which was described by the head of the Australian Medical Association as the most dangerous book ever written. Wow. She has since written six more children's books about health, well-being, nature, and being happy. She lives in Queensland and continues to educate and support her very awake community. So, I'm not really sure what happened to the commercial break, but I'm going to go ahead and work on getting her connected. So we're going to do that right now. I have to figure out adding her. So, okay. Well, here's the commercial break, and I'll be adding Stephanie to the show.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market.
Stephanie.
Simply Clean Foods'
Hi.
Primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
I wanted to just mention that you and I are considered deadlier than global terrorism. Did you know that the WHO said that? That was on the Republic Broadcasting News feed.
World Health Organization.
Yeah, incredible. Well, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you on, a fellow anti-vaccine activist.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. It's always good to have a platform to share information.
Right. Yeah, in fact, I'm going to share with you some stuff in an email that I was talking about that really just got to me. I shared pretty much the first half hour. I'm mesmerized by Karen Kingston, some of her research, and it's just so shocking. But anyway, so you know, I want to know a little bit about your story. I mean, most people are going like, well, what would prompt you to write children's books in the first place that or get involved in the whole vaccine issue? Certainly you had something that triggered you, you know, maybe when you're raising your children. Can you share with the audience about your background?
Yeah, sure. I certainly did have something that triggered me. It was the death of my first child to vaccination. I was a young mother, took him dutifully to be vaccinated, no research done, and no information provided at the time either. I thought I was doing the right thing, so had him vaccinated, and then on the same day he started having seizures, convulsions, his eyes would roll to the back of his head. So I did, of course, contact the doctor who had done this, and she said that it was normal and he'd be okay in a little while, I think she said. And sure enough, after about a week, he appeared to be back to normal. So about 2 months later, I went and allowed her to jab him again, and this time he had the same reactions but much more severe and more reactions like projectile vomiting, all sorts of things was happening, and he didn't really ever recover from them. We went into the whole medical system, into hospitals where they did months and months of tests, and eventually, after, it was an enormous number of tests, but they eventually told me that he was not going to survive and that he had a short time to live. His organs were shutting down. And, yeah, it was a very interesting time because at no time during the whole hospital thing did anyone say a word to me about vaccinations. When I was filling in the admittance papers for the hospital, I did write the whole story down on those papers, but nothing was ever mentioned. And so that's what I went through at that point that woke me up that this is not a good thing. But as I said, I was a young mother, so it was 8 years before I had my second child, and I actually had a new husband as well. So I knew at that point that I was never going to go near any poison needles again, but I was very fearful about what to do. So at that time, I did start investigating a little bit more, and this was pre-internet, so you had to rely on books that were written, and there were a few out at that time, and a couple of doctors, and also I remember watching the Phil Donahue show, and
oh, yes,
he did a program, I think he did a couple, but I just saw this one where Dr. Mendelsohn was on, mm-hmm. and I think there was also a pediatric neurologist on, and in the audience they had all of these people, and a lot of them had their vaccine-injured children with them. And when I looked at those children, because they panned in on those quite a bit, and I looked at them and I thought, my goodness, I was right. That those children look so like my son ended up. So,
okay, no, wait, let me just ask a question. So your son, You didn't start researching until you were pregnant with your second, is that right? Or before
that?
That's
right. I was pregnant with my second.
Okay, so this is when you started. But you had some, you know, a little bit of a lingering thing that, I mean, even when he was going downhill, your son, your firstborn, you had a little bit of a intuition that something might not be right with these injections.
Oh, absolutely, because he reacted within hours of having them on the day. So after the first one, he did start to recover. I think about a week, he appeared to be back to as he was. And then I went and had him vaccinated again about, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks maybe later. And he had the same reaction, but worse. So it was not mistakable that this is what happened, you know.
Right.
it all happened. And it wasn't really until a decade or more later that I actually saw a product insert and all of his reactions were listed. Every single one of them were listed in that product insert. So I am totally 100% sure that that's what happened to my child. Anyway, I went on to have 3 more children and, of course, no jabs. We were a fairly natural eating family in that we ate a lot of fruit and vegetables and I prepared stuff from scratch for the majority of the time. So my 3 unvaccinated children grew up healthy, robust, rarely got sick. Of course, they all did get sick at times because that's what nature does. That's how you clean out your body, by getting sick. But it was a rare thing for them to get sick, unlike their vaccinated peers at school who were getting sick quite often. So during this time that I was raising my other 3 children, I did contact some other parents that that had an interest in starting a group and educating people. So we started in 1994 with a group called Vaccination Awareness and Information Service, and we would just hand out information to anyone who contacted us. We did, I did a lot of seminars around Australia, and I've done them in New Zealand as well. And during this time, it was probably a bit after the year 2000, I can't even remember what I was doing, but I suddenly got this message in my mind, and I don't know where it came from. It wasn't something that I was thinking about. It just arrived. So I call those messages from spirit. And the message said that I needed to write 6 books, children's books, and I'll know what they're to be about. And so I knew straight away that that had to be about educating children about the vaccine industry and about health so that we can break this cycle of ignorance. Mm-hmm. And people need tools, parents need tools, you know, to be able to help them to educate their children so that the kids don't grow up thinking everything they learnt in school was true, because there's an enormous amount that's taught in school that is simply not true. It's just propaganda we're coming to understand more and more as time goes on. So I did write Melanie's Marvelous Measles was my first book, and that just focused on that there are natural remedies for measles, and that in fact the majority of children who get measles are fully vaccinated. So that book, it was a great success. So it was on Amazon until the Skeptic Society decided to pressure Amazon to remove it. But I've sold thousands of them at seminars and online. So at the moment it's out of print, but I'm just working on getting all, because I have 7 books in total, so I'm working on getting them produced into one volume so that people get the 7 books all at once.
Oh, that's a good idea, because, yeah, I just went to check it on Amazon and it's absolutely unavailable.
Yeah, that's right. So what happened was when I was bringing Dr. Tenpenny to Australia to do some seminars, the skeptics just really focused big time on how to, you know, destroy whatever I was doing. So they were very effective in some ways, but in other ways it actually backfired on them, because Dr. Tenpenny was telling me that she got over 30,000 hits on her website in the month that was all in the news in Australia about her being her visa being revoked. So that's 30,000 people that we got to, which is far more than would have come to all of the seminars put together across Australia. So that tour was a raging success.
Right. But,
the interesting thing was that around the same time they decided to try and get rid of my book, and they had it on mainstream, like your morning breakfast shows. We have those here too. So they had that on the two main ones, and one of them, they actually covered up the title of the book. They whited it out. But then they kept talking about it and saying the name of it. So it was quite hilarious. They interviewed the president of the Australian Medical Association, and he said that the book needed to be banned, and it was the most dangerous book ever written. So I thought, wow, fantastic. So I actually sold out. I had to reprint after that, because many more thousand people got to know about it and ordered. So, it's been quite the journey. But
I have your full collection. I think I have your full collection of books, and I'm really happy with them. But I have to admit, that is one of the most, you know, classic, beautifully written children's books. I mean, order of things. I mean, there's a couple. I actually collect children's books that are, you know, have a moral, have all those elements of a really good story, and yours is one of them for sure. There's another one called The Plant Sitter. It's a really old book, but it just has all those classic things where there's a lesson to be learned. The child learns something from, you know, the story, and it has a good ending. It has a climax. You know, the whole thing. You know.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about Melanie's Marvelous Measles is Dr. Tatiana Obohanic, she reviewed the book to make sure that everything in it was sound scientifically. And she said it totally was. And for people who are not familiar with her, she's a Harvard-educated PhD immunologist. So, you know, it is backed up by science.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love the book. It was great. You know, so yeah, it's incredible that, you know, I mean, we should actually, why don't you just share a little bit about the book, because you can't get it. I mean, I could just start reading the book, but can you just share a little bit about the theme? Because now everyone's curious, you know, what is this book?
Well, it's about the two main characters are little girls in school. There's Tina and her friend Melanie. Tina is not vaccinated and Melanie is vaccinated. And Melanie succumbed to measles and was off school. And then Tina wanted to go and visit her friend, and her mother called to find out if that was okay, which it was. And then it follows her Tina's visit to Melanie and how she's not scared of measles, because, you know, this is one of the big things that we as a population need to get through, this fear of disease. It is just really quite remarkable. So that was one of the main themes in the book, to address the fear of disease. And
plus the fact that the mother was able to share with Tina, you know, what she can do to make her immune system so that she wouldn't succumb to measles.
Yeah.
And then her brother was also unvaccinated and he did get measles and he didn't care, you know, so much. He was eating hamburgers and French fries and soda pop. You know, I mean, he was totally being a rebellious kid.
That was another boy at school.
Oh, so, it was another boy at school. I thought it was
that's her a boy at school. So Tina's brother was vaccinated at least once, and that's why the mother didn't vaccinate Tina, because she, after her son had a reaction, she investigated. But the part with the boy at school that was eating a lot of rubbish and then got measles, that was actually something that happened to one of my sons when he was about, I think he was about 8 or 9, and they were going around to the schools and doing measles jabs at school. And he wasn't, of course, going to be having any, so I'd sent a letter in saying that that was absolutely not to happen or I would be suing them. And anyway, in the classroom on the day, I think it was on the day, it may have been the day before, this boy said to my son...
Okay, well, wait, hold that thought. We have just a few minutes, we can continue it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to Stephanie Messenger, the author of 6 children's books, and her first being Melanie's Marvelous Measles. We're going into some of the themes, the important themes that she was trying to teach children through writing the book. And a lot of the information, the character in the book, were based on her personal experience. Go ahead. Do you remember where your last left off? I'm trying to think of it. Maybe you can recap
Sure. I was just going to mention that the part in the book where there's a boy who says to another child in the class about that if you don't have the jab, you're going to die. And the boy said, well, that's not true because I haven't had any jabs and I'm still alive. That actually happened to my own son when he was about 8 to 9 years old when they were doing a vaccination campaign for measles in school. So it was, really great that I was able to add that little bit in, because the reality is that most of the kids who get measles are indeed vaccinated and or low in vitamin A. So, yeah.
Right. And that, I like that you were able to have, you know, Tina was listening to her mother of how she should boost her immune system to be healthier so her immune system is strong and she wouldn't, you know, need to have the measles as a detoxification mechanism or anything. And so she was juicing carrots and eating citrus and, you know, extra vitamin C, that kind of thing, vitamin A and C.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's very sweet. And then, you know, I remember that boy wasn't real happy at all, how he ended up, you know, getting measles, was just kind of flaunting the whole thing and, you know, just eating junk. Now, I didn't think he was vaccinated. The boy.
Yeah, no, he was. He was vaccinated. Yep.
Okay. See, I should have reviewed it a little bit. Sorry about that. I must have read it about 50 times, but that was, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, I did think it was absolutely brilliant. So I've had people here, and I always pull that out when there's children and, you know, have them look through it and read it, you know, especially if they're able to read themselves. They really are intrigued with it, you know. It's great. So, I wanted to go on to, you know, this is, like, so important for our children to understand how our bodies work. You know, we shouldn't have to wait until we're older to figure this out. I mean, we all learned, you know, I actually, you know, was gifted with parents that taught me, but, you know, I've had so many peers and it was so much to just undo this programming. And what a great way to, you know, thwart that kind of programming, especially if you're homeschooling, and to just, you know, tell them, you know, your children exactly the way their bodies work and their immune system works.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, what a gift. Yeah.
Thank you.
So thank you. And we're going to talk about a couple other things now about Australia after the break.
Okay.
And it'll be an hour or two. So stay tuned. You're listening to Stephanie Messenger in Queensland, Australia.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.